Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have Jim Cole here. And Jim, we're going to talk about two major things. I am so impressed with the Sonic Life machine, and the history of this is quite interesting. The gentleman that developed was a speaker manufacturer in South Korea. He got involved in a car accident with a head injury, post-traumatic deafness as well, and his brother-in-law, I believe, was a Qigong master and recommended he put the Qigong frequencies into his woofers. He actually developed this machine some years ago and actually recovered his hearing and his brain from his brain injury. Unfortunately, last year he was quite an old man by this time he died. But his technology lives on, and this machine is the first and the best way to deliver the epigenetic frequencies. I just put it up over the weekend, all of the different pads and packages and individual pieces for the photochromatic light therapy, Lumen Photon in Light Technologies, and their video clips on YouTube. What people have to understand is your genes communicate with your ion channels through infrared light and electromagnetics, we call phonons or coherent sounds, if you want to call it the vibration of molecules in solution. And they transfer through water because water is what's called phonon maser transducer. It doesn't lose the information. That's why water is necessary for life, because it actually transmits the sound of life between DNA, the controlling matrix that regulates your genetic heritage for structural proteins and enzymes. Now, the Sonic Life machine is also the best exercise machine because it has a non-traumatic sine wave to exercise all your muscle groups. I recommend people put an athletic bar in the ceiling above it and behind it, and then you get these therapeutic bands, which if people contact me, I'll tell them where they can buy them. I don't sell them, but I think they should have that. And hand weights, which multiply because of the sine wave effect at some portion for a fraction of a second, you're equivalent to around 3.5 to 4G or gravity times the force. So you don't traumatically injure your joints. So if you have, say, fragile bones, you're not going to get a compression fracture from doing this or lifting. But standing on the machine is going to rebuild your bones, et cetera, and your muscles, your tendons, your proprioceptive and the golden tendon apparatus. But also, at the same time, you can either do it separately, or at the same time, you can just stand or sit on the machine and put the frequency through a 3.5 jack through a little Joyo box we have actually that we'll sell you if it's very inexpensive, and you actually can play it through your MP3 player from your iPhone or iPad or computer directly into the Sonic Life machine. This is amazing, isn't it? And
I've been involved with this Sonic Vibration for 13 years, and right. I'm still impressed by all the things that it does for the human body. It's an incredible device.
Right now, 10 minutes of exercise on this machine is equivalent to an hour of aerobic. So people say, oh, it's equivalent to walking. No, it's not. It's superior to walking. It raises your metabolic rate. It raises the oxygen concentration and nitric oxide. And it non-traumatically mobilizes your joints and stimulates your muscles to create new muscle fibrils. So it does it without causing damage or injury to your joints. A lot of sports and other things injure, so you're trying to recover from micro-injuries. You don't get injuries with this machine. And then at the same time, you can actually, during your exercise, you can actually hear the song of DNA. You can actually audibly hear it, or you can put an ear jack and put earbuds or whatever on while you're exercising, and you can actually hear the song of DNA coming playing through your ears. It's quite amazing. The black keys on the keyboard are the minerals, and the white keys are amino acids and their plasma atomic resonance. And I'm the first and only one to actually be able to do that based on research with Linus Pauling, who actually is the father of stereochemistry, who should have got the conjoint prize for the Nobel Prize for discovery of DNA and stereochemistry, because it's his chemistry that allowed DNA to be discovered. And Linus Pauling got more prizes than any other physicist in history, even Einstein. Okay? People need to know that. My research is based on that. And I'm the first in history. I'm going to license this to, if they can actually get an interface machine for the Lumen light pads. But the best way to deliver these frequencies is a sonic life. You can get a single woofer machine or a professional, which is just has two of them. It is a larger platform. That's the only difference. But it is amazing. It is amazing. Now, our biophotons, if you want to call it, are being jammed by electrotoxins. Electricity just in your home, sine wave currents, which, by the way, is near the same atomic resonance of calcium, which causes inflammation. And by Wi-Fi networks and smart meters and 5G, which is coming now, is all jamming our cellular communication. And the Russians discovered it was causing accelerated aging, so they developed a series of peptides that would target regeneration of specific organs. Now, I take a bunch of these different peptides, and they work, especially if you're using EGFT, epigenetic frequency therapy, with a sonic life machine. It's amazing. It is amazing. What I expect to see happen, and then people have to understand, signal plus substance equals life, okay? So when your biophoton flux goes out, the lights go out, your DNA shuts down. That's simply what aging is. It's just the lights go in your biophotons, and your genes stop making structural proteins and enzymes. I know how to reactivate it. Now, you need to have the substance, too, the right nutraceuticals. If you take garbage supplements because you think you can second-guess Dr. Deagle, stop it. Stop thinking you're going to get a better supplement than what we have. You can't. It's not possible. And I even argue sometimes with doctors and think, well, I got this and that. I think, look, you know, I'm going to ask you technical questions to see if you really understand the biochemistry. And it's obvious to me that 99.99% of doctors, even if they're into anti-aging, don't understand this. If you don't have high-quality supplements and the signal, you're not going to get better. You have to have the building blocks, which is why I've now patented my Red Deer Velvet DR, which is delayed release to not destroy the molecules. That'll be launching in the next, it looks like it might be a week, week and a half. We'll have it. This is the first patentable technology in the world that actually returns you to the placental state of a fetus in utero. The first. It's the only one on Earth, and I have patents on it. And if you have the right signal, you can regenerate your kidneys, your brain, your heart, your liver. You can use photochromatic therapy, Lumen Photon, along with the EGFT frequency from the sonic life. You've got to counteract the fact that we're being jammed by living in an electronic world that's destroying our communication of our DNA. People don't get this, do they?
No, they don't. No, they don't. It's an amazing device. I mean, just raising the cell voltage, and we've done numerous live blood cell.
It's raising the informational signal-to-noise ratio. It's a more technical thing. It's actually, you can get a more powerful magnetic machine. I have in my studio here a 20,000 Tesla pulse magnetic machine. I'm not using it. You can use that if you use it to augment your frequency, but you have to have the accurate frequency to stimulate the tissues to reactivate the genes. It's like a lock and key. If it doesn't hit the right tumblers, it's not going to open the door to your DNA. This literally is the song of DNA. Can be played through the sonic life machine. It's the best technology on Earth for delivering it. As a sound and as electromagnetic pulse frequency, we can sit on it, you can stand on it, it's going to travel right through your body and talk to your genes and say, open those genes and start making structural proteins for your heart, your brain, your liver, whatever. And you can use it in conjunction with other epigenetic treatments like the Lumen Photon, which Lumen In Light technology we have now. And I'm working to try to get epigenetic interface pad that I'll license them to use as well. But the best technology is Sonic Life. Now, the second one I want to talk about is CBD oil. I got a call from a gentleman who got terminal cancer, and unfortunately they delayed him the first 3 months to his doctor before he referred to an oncologist. Now, I don't agree with conventional chemo, paid-by-numbers chemo. I want him to get IPT, and we're going to try to see if we can find an IPT cancer clinic near him. But he needs to be on our supplements for cancer, like malignant block, elagic acid, myco-D2, full vitamin K2, power C, etc. But he also needs to be on our CBD oil, because if you've got cancer or if you have a nascent cancer, this actually makes your body fight it and make it go away, doesn't it? besides you de-stressing your body from stress that will cause heart attack and stroke and neurodegeneration and post-traumatic stress disorder, CBD oil actually helps cancer cells just disappear, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely.
So I'm going to be giving this gentleman, we have the CBD oil here, I usually get him an extra stock of it, and we'll get him signed up to actually do it. But tell us about CBD. This technology that we have isn't just hemp oil. It's the cannabidiol in a special nanotech liposomal envelope in a meter-tone bottle, and I carry a bottle in my desk, which I have every so many hours during the day, and I have it in my bedroom. It is amazing. If you take this stuff, yeah, I call it the lubricant for life. If you take that along with our other supplements, like in my drink, I have Calm Mind and Brain Mag. I've reactivated our new Vascunox, which I've been using for some time now. I've reactivated that. So our Vascunox powder for nitric oxide, which is really important. I have all the other things like Brain Mag, which is our magnesium L3NH, etc. CBD oil is important. We'll be back with another segment with Jim. But you need to know about this technology. So Sonic Life will change your life. The CBD oil will allow you to deal with the stress, fight cancer, heart disease, and post-traumatic stress reactions. It's amazing. So excited about these two technologies you introduced me to. Sonic Life, I'm very familiar with the quantum biophysics. I actually have patents that are now past patents. I'm going to repatent my technology for the Dynatens. It will be the first very advanced scalar technology to actually deliver frequencies with just a little attachment electrode. Similar to our, but a miniature version of the Sonic Life, only with more specific delivery technology of the electrodes. The Sonic Life is cool because all you need to do is literally play the frequencies through the MP3 player directly into your machine, and it's going to deliver literally the song of DNA to your cells or tissue or target organ. That's really cool.
Very cool.
And what people need to understand is CBD oil is going to take over a lot from, for example, the marijuana industry. I'm as a federally certified hazmat officer dealing with marijuana, I don't want to see people have car accidents or industrial accidents with hallucinogens and marijuana. There's no need for it. All the properties that they say will stop nausea and cancer and do all kinds of other things are there or even superior in the hemp oil extract called CBD oil. There's no need for marijuana, is there? None. Calms you down, stops post-traumatic stress reaction. By the way, you want to stop post-traumatic stress, CBD oil, Calm Mind and Brain Mag. And then our brilliant cap technology we have from Lumen Photon, combined with getting a Sonic Life machine to pump the frequencies through to rechange your brain DNA, because the post-traumatic stress actually starts to downregulate the genes, and you actually get quantitative volumetric change in nuclei of your brain caused by post-traumatic stress, and it could be accumulated micro-stress rather than just one macro-stress item. People don't know this, do they? They don't know that our entire population are becoming insomniacs, manic depressives, and addicted to opioids and other. They got a big commission on opiates. We're addicted to opiates because our brains are traumatized by scalar radiation from cell phones at the side of their head, the temporal lobe, and from toxic food, which are basically glutamate agonists that actually overact, stimulate the brain, and they wonder why we're in trouble. It's like, are you kidding? And then when you get involved with addiction, you always down-regulate the dopaminergic receptors, and I know how to reverse that too. But we have this technology, so CBD oil is not only a multi-level, which you can make money at by promoting it to your friends, neighbors, and everybody else and yourself, but it's also not only a great business, but it's going to solve a lot of problems because our world is dying from stress, electromagnetic stress, emotional stress, news stress, financial stress, stress in one form or another, and biochemical stress that causes cancer. So we have cases like I got a testimonial recently of someone who took the CBD oil, and they got a 50% reduction in their cancer just by taking it. That's amazing, isn't it? The cancer started to shrivel up just from taking CBD oil.
Yeah. No, it's an amazing, amazing molecule. An amazing molecule. It's been studied for, you know, so many years with all the hundreds and hundreds of published studies, but it's been illegal. It's been illegal. Now, all of a sudden, it's legal, And not only is it legal, it's nano-emulsified, so it goes into the system in minutes.
Yeah, and it's the only one that's nano-emulsified. It's the only one nano-emulsified to actually go in like, within less than 7 seconds if you put it through your buccal mucosa. And I can tell you, I take it every day, and I got a stressful day. I mean, I'm literally getting consults literally while I'm on air, and people panicking. They want to know this and that. They want information back, and sometimes on the breaks, I'm mailing them back because they've got cancer. They've got, they're in the ICU. They're doing this and that. People don't know. I not only do my show every day, but I consult all over the world. I'm doing research at the same time. I'm preparing talks for different talks, and I'm probably going to start doing them remotely rather than having to fly to a stupid conference. It's aggravating. I can do multiple talks at different institutions like the Academy of Environmental Medicine, Advancement Medicine, without having to leave my studio.
Excellent.
And to be honest with you, it's wasting my time because 95% of the talks that are at any of these conferences are, I call Mickey Mouse level information. They don't get advanced enough to actually say, hey, you know, did you really want to spend a week to go to a conference? And most of the stuff either no, is either partly true or basically they're along the wrong rabbit trail of information and research. No, I'm not interested anymore. I basically am tired of going to conferences where I waste my time. Interesting, eh?
Really interesting. Really.
So these technologies are amazing. And I tell people you can get a lease purchase for a few $100 a month and you can own the machine after you finish leasing it. You can get the CBD oil, and you can actually, after a few months of promoting it to your friends and neighbors, you're getting the CBD oil free because it's a business. And you get an e-wallet that will actually deposit money in your account every week or months, whatever, every week that you actually get more sales. And it's growing like crazy. This so-called billion-dollar marijuana business is going to be overtaken by the hemp CBD oil business. And there were at least four companies actually at our conference in Vegas in December, but they're all inferior products. They don't have the nanotech liposomal delivery system in the meter dose bottles. They don't have it. It's not the same, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I've seen people that had panic disorders and anxiety situations, and I've seen them take the product, and within 2 minutes, they just sat there and smiled, and it was like,
right.
Just the way normal.
And by the way, I tell them to take it along with their Calm Mind Brain Mag, and if they take them together, it's like, whoa, I can get through this day. I can get through the stress of living. And dealing with things.
Right.
By the way, when you deal with things, I tell people, it doesn't mean you don't face reality, but you face reality with a buffer of CBD oil in our, say, Calm Mind Brain Mag, and things like 5-HTP cross to give you the serotonin, melatonin in your brain. You stop using stupid drugs like serotonin reuptake inhibitors or benzodiazepines that you basically totally screw up your brain and your receptor patterns in your brain tissue. You know, after the first pill of the serotonin reuptake inhibitor, you can see electron microscopy changes within 7 hours after one pill. So what I want people to understand is that cannabinoid receptor is part of our nervous system and always has been. So it probably is part of our ancient diet going right back to where we were even pre-humans. And people say, oh, no. I say, that's really terrible to say that. I said, look, it's part of our biology, but we ignore it. We don't even understand the fact that the cannabinoid receptor is through the entire neuraxis in every tissue of our body. It's amazing, isn't it? It's all ignored.
It is.
It's related to this autonomia called naryngiosis, where your autonomic nervous system is thrown out of whack. Give you an example. If you have a coronary artery spasm, you know it's the coronary artery is actually causing a spasm. There doesn't have to be a plaque there. It can be an artery clean as a whistle. It's the autonomic nervous system that causes a spasm, and the autonomic nervous system is thrown out of whack because you have naryngiosis, which means your sympathetic is overdrive on a specific nerve fiber tract that's going to cause your coronary artery in a specific area to spasm. It doesn't mean the artery has plaque in it. Eventually, after enough spasms, it will get plaque. But the actual underlying problem is an autonomic problem. People don't get that, do they? They don't realize that the autonomic nervous system is under control of the cannabinoid receptor. So if you're having, you know, dysbiosis in your guts and spasm, you're gassing and swallowing air, or you're having a dysbiotic bowel or acid reflux or, you know, your esophagus crawling into your chest, or you're getting coronary spasm, it's the same autonomic nerves that regulate everything. Even the activation of thyroid hormone, your weight, and your release of hormones that control your weight and your body temperature actually under autonomic control, and the cannabinoid receptor is part of that control system. It's like it's real, a whole part of how an automobile works, and you think, well, we don't need to worry about the electrical system of the car. We just drive it because we think a compression is good. It's, you know, you got to understand we have a solution now with our NutriMed, say, Calm Mind Brain Mag and CBD oil. You'll be as cool as a cucumber. To start the Sonic Life treatment, you can reactivate your genes. Take our supplements, too. You need Signal Plus supplements. Arthritics, tendon, better joint performance. Your joints, along with our new Mountain Red Velvet that's coming out in a few weeks. You'll re-heal and regenerate your joints. And welcome back. We have Bob Vineyard here, and Bob, I want you to talk about water. The first thing I mentioned on the break is I'm going to give a brief discussion, and at times it's important to blow people away so they think that they know more than Dr. Deagle. And it's not to be arrogant. It's the fact that they don't. Okay, and I'm going to explain this. I presented a lecture in 1982, that's 36 years ago, called Fallon Maser Cytogenetics. And I explained to Dr. Rowland, head of the Department of Biophysics, and a panel of about 40 doctors, scientists, PhDs in medicine, subspecialties, and biophysics, that how our cells and our membranes and our DNA works. Now, I've worked it out further. I've actually completed this, and I'm putting together a tome of my research. And I don't want my work to be turned into a weapon, because I actually know from the technology that I've discovered, I could make the most deadly and subtle weapon in human history. Much more subtle than any other cool, gross weapon like nuclear weapons, etc., or biological weapons, that we're already exposing ourselves to it. We're exposing ourselves to heavy metal toxins in our water, fluoridation, chlorination. Now, that wasn't bad enough because it kills off pathogens. We've used fluoramines and chloramines. And I asked the local water people, board authority here in San Diego County, why do you use fluoride? And believe it or not, their primary reason, they just didn't want to calcify their pipes. They're not so concerned about improving the enamel of people's teeth, which is the usual BS that you're told that, hey, we want to increase the enamel so you don't get cavities. No, no. They don't want their pipes to calcify, which means they don't want them to break, so they actually have to replace them at big cost. And the fluoride actually came under the aluminum and the nuclear industries because they had all the excess toxins. Where do we put it? It's so toxic, we can't just stick it in the ground. Hey, why don't we give it back to people as their medicine? Give it as fluoridated toothpaste. Fluoridate their water even. It's way more toxic to pathogens than chlorine or chloramines. Isn't it insane? And, of course, almost all pesticides are halide compounds, fluoride or chloride, attached to a biological molecule that kills insects or pests. It's weird, isn't it? In other words, hey, it's so dangerous to put in the soil. Why don't we put it back in people? What do you think of that?
Well, it seems to be the common way that, ultimately, it's not a terrible leap from the original thinking about, way back when, the original idea was the solution to pollution was dilution. And basically they thought, hey, if you put whatever's nasty into enough water and dilute it enough, it won't be dangerous anymore. Well, that's a great theory. But the problem is some of these things are dangerous in the minutest of quantities. And, yeah, maybe you take a minute quantity, it's not going to kill you tomorrow.
Right.
But what it's going to do is go into your body and start to wreak havoc with, the mitochondria, with your DNA, and, start to bind to the receptors in your body that are designed to bind different molecules that turn those. When the molecule binds to the receptor, of course, Dr. Bill, you're well aware of this. The molecule binds to the receptor, it's doing something. It's turning on the cell, or it's turning off the cell, or it's starting a process or stopping a process. If you get some foreign thing on there that turns on the process or turns off the process, when that's not supposed to happen, then you're going to cause, distress in your body. And distress in your body, becomes manifest as disease. So if you want to stay healthy, you got to do the things that try to eliminate these toxins from your environment, from getting into your body. And one of the primary avenues that these things get into your body is through your drinking water. Well, guess what? It gets into your body because the water gets onto your crops. You eat the crops. The water gets into the dirt, it gets absorbed by the plant, gets into the plant, you eat the plant, the cows eat the plant, the animals eat the plant, the chickens eat the plant. This stuff gets accumulated and built up in your body. And it's also raining down on the earth all the time. It's in the air, and it gets into your water. So, you know, the idea that you, that yeah, the fantasy that you have water coming out of your tap that's safe for you is one of the worst fantasies that you could entertain, because there's just nothing that could be further from the truth. Sure, the water might pass some government standard for what's quote-unquote potable. But, I mean, you know, think about the fact that government, when they've got a new chemical that they think they might want to regulate, well, first it goes on to the list. Yeah, maybe we're going to think about regulating this. We need to do some science. Well, then they say, oh, well, then you go through what I call the evolution of pollution. And it's like, oh, guess what? We found in, you know, over in Joe's town, we found molecule XYZ in the water, but don't worry about it. It's only happening in Joe's town in a small neighborhood. We got it under control. And then the next thing you know, oh, it's not in Joe's town, but it's in some region, some statewide region. And then they say, oh, that's okay. We got it under control. And then it goes from a statewide region into an entire population. And it's like, oh, gosh, now we're starting to find this molecule everywhere. We should study it. So then they spend five to 10 years, 20 years studying the molecule and find out, sure enough, just what we thought all along. It's bad. You shouldn't drink it.
Yeah, so we're gonna scientific method they used for doing it was double-blind placebo-controlled trials and on-site studies or animal proxy model in a laboratory is, number one, expensive, time-consuming, and it doesn't deal with the fact that there are 70 new chemicals added to the biosphere every day. So it's now approaching 11,000 chemicals in our environment that are in our water supply, our air, and our food that are in the biosphere that parts per million or billion. People don't understand this, and they're not additive toxins. They're polymultiplicative toxins based on the individual genetics and the previous load of the plant, animal, insect, bug, pathogen, whatever, or rhizomes, for example, the plant trying to absorb minerals, or the fungi that are actually fixing minerals into the soil. People don't understand this. Our entire biosphere, we are becoming an extinction-level event. We're actually creating events that are going to end not only life on Earth, but all the biosphere destroy the ability to even express life. They don't understand this, do they?
Well, they don't, yeah. I mean, people worry about global warming and this kind of nonsense. And
these are functional morons trying to get aggressive, and they just want power for power's sake. I don't want power. I want wisdom to be projected to the people. I don't want credit. If I can get in contact with Donald Trump, I can give the man wisdom to deal with many issues, whether it's health care, negotiating with North Korea, Iran, whatever. But wisdom through strength has to be done. And a new type of scientific method, for example, we have technology now. They can use harmonic resonant technology like the Metapathy Hunter scan, which I tell people, if they contact me, I can arrange for them to fly in here and actually have a scan, or we can have other options for them. And we have newer technology we're working on, like the biophilia machine and its technology. But they need to know we followed up with specific tests. For example, I have a gentleman in eastern Canada. I'm sending a test kit to him to measure the heavy metals that he got poisoned with that are in his whole blood. And people say, oh, that doesn't happen. I said, your doctor doesn't know about it. I can do a test at a federally certified lab in Atlanta, Genova Labs, and I can prove to you, or I can use Dr. Shade's lab in Colorado with dual-coupled nuclear magnetic spectroscopy. Your doctor probably can't even pronounce what I just said, let alone know anything about it. And what I find disturbing is that people think, well, I know more than Dr. Deagle. That is so unlikely. It's so damn unlikely. Because, oh, you're just arrogant. No, I'm not. I'm talented. I'm like Usain Bolt of mixed mental martial arts. You want to fight with me? You want to entertain me with a good question? That's fine to entertain. But if you think you're going to come up with a stupid idea and get away with it with me, it's extremely unlikely, and I'm going to be vicious responding against you. I'm not going to take it lightly, because our world is dying. And we're actually the primary causers. We may not go out with a nuclear war or with an EMP attack against our power grid. We may go simply with all the trash and plastic and all the other garbage affecting your DNA and scalar radiation from 5G and scalar cell phones and WAN towers and everything else that's frying our DNA, blocking our cellular communication. We're such idiots. We create an environment where we soil our cage, our world, so badly that we can't even express our genes. And the worst thing is dirty water. If you don't have clean water, how can you detoxify? How can you actually grow? How can you have clean clothes that have got toxins and outgassing, even if it's organic minerals in the clothes, you know, like cotton? And it's loaded up with all kinds of toxic garbage that's going to hold gas all day long when you sweat or just get hot. I mean, really. If you think you have an answer to me, I double dog dare you to call in. I'll give you the number. 877-317-6432, and I will leave a mark. I'm not going to be pleasant. Okay?
Frustrated.
Segment talking about what you shouldn't do in water. What makes this water so miraculous? What makes it so weird that when you put it in your ice cube tray, it falls little spikes? So the water molecules crawl over to other. They give a little handle just like a rock for, you know, going curling and in your curling match. What makes it so important to drink clean water? And how is this system superior to the so-called gravity water system? Say, oh, these are so cheap and so great. They're full of it. It's amazing to me. I call, you know, I say, in the military, they talk about a target-rich environment. I call it a Yahoo-rich environment. Everybody and their dog are flogging crap vitamins and supplements or crap technology. This isn't going to completely give you clean water. It's going to give you clean-ish water, ish, big on the ish part. And they're going to take your money, and you're going to think, well, I'm drinking this water's clean. No, it's not. It's still got 40 to 60% fluoride. It still has toxins. It still has, you know, say viral and bacterial fragments that are causing increased levels of cytokines in your body. And it may even allow material to get through there going to cause infection. And you think, well, this is clean-ish. No, it's not. What makes this water totally clean? What makes it different? You know, linear charcoal, best RO membrane, and ion exchange resin. This multi-layered system is unmatched by anybody out in the public marketplace, you know, like Culligan, et cetera. What makes it so superior?
You know, I mean, the fact of the matter is the system is a scaled-down laboratory system. I mean, the only place you'll find the same combination of components for a residential for any water system, you won't find it for a residential system besides pure water system. The only other place you're going to find this combination of technologies is in laboratory systems or in systems where they're doing pharmaceutical manufacturing or semiconductor manufacturing. Or in the unique laboratory situations like the plasma physics lab at University of Washington. I mean, in these instances, you've got to have absolutely pure water. We call that, type 3 water, the ultimate impurity, ultra-pure water. And in those situations, all that's happening that's different than the residential system that you can buy from Pure Water Systems for your house. The only real difference in those ultra-pure systems is that they recirculate the water so it's never sitting idle in a tank, and so it's constantly being recirculated so that at any moment, if a research scientist needs to go draw some water off for his experiments, that water is going to be absolutely 100% pure, and they've got some built-in bells and whistles and recording devices that can print out a little sheet because, you know, when you're doing experiments in the research world, you've got to have traceable standards. And that way, if something goes wrong, you can trace it back to find what was the thing that possibly caused the problem. So they can trace it back. Oh, that day we took the water, sure enough, it wasn't 18.3 megohms resistivity. It was 18.1. That means there was something in the water.
Right.
So that's the only difference. Otherwise, for regular laboratory use, which doesn't need to meet this ultimate standard, we call that type 2 water. Type 2 water is just slightly less pure, and that's because it's not constantly being recirculated, because extremely pure water sucks up something that from everything it touches, and it changes just hanging out. Just sitting still, the water is going to change. You can't take extremely pure water, put it in a container, put a lid on it, and expect it to stay that way. It's going to start to change. And so it changes slightly, and then it gets pretty stable after that. And so that's type 2 water. That's the water that usually most laboratories use for washing all their glassware, washing all their instruments, making sure everything is pristine so they can conduct their experiments. In most cases, type 2 water is all they use. And so we build systems for research and analytical labs that make water for both of those standards. We do that as part of our business, for our commercial business. Now, for our residential business, we take that same technology and we scale it down so that you can fit it under your sink or fit it into a countertop application that you can sit on your countertop or even into a toolbox so you can fill up your own bottles when you travel. So it's a combination, granular activated carbon. The water has to trickle over that carbon and take a nice long time to do so. Because if you take water, this is a people, I got a shower head filter. Well, you take hot water and push it through some carbon at 5 gallons a minute, or even at 1 gallon a minute, it's way too fast. So in our system, we use, you think of a shower filter, a little thing you can bolt on your shower. So our smallest carbon filter, water's traveling through there about 1/4 the time of a shower filter, and it's about 4 times bigger. So that means you have immense contact time so you can get rid of the chlorine and you can start to get rid of the organic molecules, pesticides, herbicides, industrial solvents, things like that. So then the water flows from there into the number one reverse osmosis membrane that you can get in any residential water purification system. In fact, you can't buy a commercial membrane that performs better than the RO membranes that we use in our system. And, we know that we take from the heart of the heart of the roll, we take the very best membranes that have to meet 97% or greater rejection. Most of the membranes that we put in our systems are 98% or greater. Our spec is 97%. If they don't meet that standard, guess what? They get sold to other companies, and those companies put them in their water filters. But our process is so good that we know that we produce the best quality membrane, and it lasts. Most systems, you go buy a system at Home Depot, and you got to replace that RO membrane every 6 months. Our system, you get 3 years between changes. 3 years. And then after that, the water goes through. So the reverse osmosis gets rid of 97% of the contaminants. Okay, the carbon filter already got rid of some of it. Now you got 97% left. Goes into the RO filter. RO filter gets rid of 97% of whatever's there, and you got 3% remaining. Now that goes into the deionization filter. The deionization filter gets rid of about 97-98% of the remaining 3%. So the overall purity from the RO, from a BEV system, 99.6% or greater total rejection. Most contaminants are going to be removed, the dangerous ones for sure, to undetectable levels. You're going to have a stray molecule of calcium, stray molecule of magnesium that gets through the system. Other than that, it is absolutely pure water. And we even have, after all that, we have a membrane to remove bacteria, cyst, and virus. So you don't have to worry. Who wants to buy a water filter? And then your city says, flood. We had a flood. And the water's all screwed up. You can't drink the water. You need to boil it first. Wait a second. That's why I bought a water filter. Well, guess what? If you didn't buy a water filter from Pure Water Systems, you got to take the water out of your filter and boil it because their system is not a fail-safe to remove bacteria, cyst, and virus. Ours is. So only the Pure Water Systems are exempt from the EPA requirement that says you must use some kind of disinfection before or after the unit. Now, most cities do the disinfection with chlorine or chloramines or ozone or some way to disinfect the water. That's not the same as purifying the water. That's just making sure there's no bugs, make you have to have diarrhea and vomit your guts out the next day. Okay, that's all that disinfection does. So, if you don't have potable water, you got to boil it. Well, that's why you buy a water filter, to protect yourself and save yourself from situations like that.
By the way, the water systems that the government, when it delivers, quote, potable water, all the cancer clinics in America will tell you the same thing in Canada, that if you take chemo and radiation, you can't drink water that's not purified water. Because if you drink tap water, you're going to get sick because there's Giardia lamblia, parasites, pathogens, all kinds of viruses that that the chlorination only gets rid of the ones that will give you immediate and explosive diarrhea. That's it. And even then, they can't tell you that the water is always clean. I know all the time we were actually getting tests done on people. And I do tests on Giardia, which is very common in water in Denver. And it would also go up to Stanley Lake, which is one of the reservoirs coming off the Stanley Lake reservoir system up in the mountains in Colorado, supplying water for the city. And the chemotherapy people, whenever I have patients on cancer treatment, they say, if you drink the water, you're not going to have a bad day. You're going to die. You're going to die from the pathogens going crazy because your immune system is suppressed by the chemo. What do you think it's doing to normal people that drink water laced with pesticides, toxic chemicals, and all kinds of pathogens? Not good. So do your body a favor. Drink clean water. Wash with clean water. Bathe with clean water. Don't use water from any other system. You're a fool if you do. Go through our website. Use the code NutriMed. You're going to save 10%. We have that sale on all the time, not just on specific days. Like today is the last day of the Mother's Day sale. If you want to get your order in, get it in now. It stops at midnight tonight. Next will be another major holiday like Memorial Day. Sale's ending tonight. Get your order in.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.